Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, day 491. How are we all doing? If I was to say it was a smidgen on the warm side, oh, it's hotter than yesterday. This is disgusting. Totally disgusting. Hello, Dee. Oh, well done. Hello, Simon. Hello, Tony. Hello, Renee. Oh, yes, Freedom Day. Now, I know you've put a G in, I know you've corrected yourself, Renee, but let me correct the spelling of that for you, because this Freedom Day is particularly important that we spell it correctly. So that is how I am spelling Freedom Day today. So, learnt a new word there, Renee. Oh, who else have we got? Hello, Kim. Simon's getting a timeout. Oh, no. Are we getting a timeout on the website,
no,
Mike?
No, we're not.
Refresh! Put it in the chat, Mike. Refresh! I'm loving that, Dee. Is it a pun related changing freed to greed? Funny you should mention that. Oh, my. I think that was very clever, that, Renee. Oh, Boris was speaking. Oh, dear God, make it stop. I handily missed the majority of that. I got the edited highlights, and when they'd finished, I caught the last few questions, which were particularly pertinent questions and totally ignored by one and all that they were asking the question of. But then they went back to, this was 10 to 6, and they went back to the studio, BBC studio, and the anchor lady was nearly wetting herself with excitement. Oh, there was so much in that. There was so much. Oh, we've only got 10 minutes to 6 o'clock news and we've got to get through it all. Let me just talk to this Labour politician. I thought, good grief, what's he said? Is he giving free bars, free gold bars to everybody or something? But apparently not. Biggest crisis. And talk about Mystic Meg with her crystal ball. The biggest thing that was said was, we have freedom today. You can do whatever you like, wherever you like, with whoever you like. But at the end of September, yeah, I know it's more than 2 months away, to go to a nightclub, you're going to need a vaccine passport. I mean, obviously, this doesn't particularly impact me. I've never been to a nightclub in my entire life. But
I
never
have.
Mind that.
Hmm? I have.
Oh, yes, you would have done.
When I was
you?
Younger.
Yeah, and stupid. Like everybody today.
Pre-you.
Pre-me.
Pre-you.
That was when you became sensible.
Yeah, you got some sensibility into me.
I did. Nightclubs, never good anyway. But for the next 2.5 months, you can do whatever you like, wherever you like, inside the nightclub, with whomever you like. But come September, you're going to need a vaccine passport to do the same. Because the figures will be higher, I thought, really? And then that phrase came to mind, no Sherlock, that one. So, yeah. So, I'm glad I missed it. Who saw it? Simon, did you watch it? Or were you on your beta blockers? Because it was Boris. Boris did actually look a bit rough. So, yeah. Good day, bad day. Ooh, Kim cut 6 inches off her hair, still below your shoulders. The last time I cut mine was February last year. So, mine is... what's bothering me most is the fact I don't have a fringe anymore, or bangs, as you call it. And it's annoying me because we've got the fan on and my hair's blowing all over the place. So I think I might have to. I was actually looking at pictures of myself from when I was about 15, 16, and I had short hair. I always had short hair as a kid. Mum wouldn't let me have long hair, and what she said went, as you know. But I always wanted long hair. So as soon as I was 16, it was like, right, I'm growing it. Oh, I couldn't be doing with it. So I kept it short till I was 18. And then I decided, no, I'm going to do this thing and I'm going to grow it long. And it's been long ever since. But I'm at the point of looking at this kind of Princess Diana bob that I had, thinking, that was nice and cool. I remember that. But I'm not going to a hairdresser's. No way. I'm looking outside the window and thinking, oh, yes, it's dumb day. Sorry, freedom day. Yeah, that day. But so I'm not going out. Oh.
Tease Tracy.
Do you know what I did with the six, about 6 inches I cut off? I took a photo of it and I sent it to the group who were with us at Alveston and said, whoops. Kath nearly had a fit. She thought it was an accident. No, Kath, it was deliberate. So does it feel better, Kim? Is it much lighter? Renee saw videos of clubs in London crowded and full with people dancing and a guy saying the English people are very responsible and know how to behave. Just trust me, Renee, they don't. On no level would I ever claim there is one person in the UK, save for me and Mike, obviously, and Lola, who knows how to behave. No. In fact, in the WhatsApp group, did you see the video from Nina where it said, trust the British people? And there was a guy with a barbecue and he threw some petrol on it and then set the garden on fire. That's the UK. Yeah, that's stupid. That's stupid.
Oh, Tracy swore.
Ooh. That was a bad word, Tracy, and I love
bad
it.
Bad words were said. And the filter hasn't asterisked it out.
No, it didn't, did it? No. It didn't pick that one up.
No.
Oh, well done, Tracy. Got round the profanity filter as
when
well.
When I was at school, when I was about 12, I said a bad word. I swore. And this girl said, oh, he sweared.
You see, but great British education as well.
Yeah.
It is total garbage what's going on here. It's just idiocy of I can't even describe it. There are not words bad enough for me to describe it. Anyway, hello, Tracy. Simon doesn't watch the announcements now. It's like watching some nutter with a board and paints in the town centre talking about the end of the world. The thing is, Simon, they made much more sense than Boris. Oh, good grief. Ooh, Kim's cut 12 inches off in total during COVID. No, I haven't done that, but I'm getting there because today is hotter than yesterday. So yet again, they've moved forward when it's going to cool down. So they're lying through their teeth. And for the first time ever in the UK, so this is how you know how hot it is, we have a heat warning. We've never had a heat warning in the UK, not like this one. I'm assuming it's a red heat warning. We've had amber, but not red. And according to my weather app should be called Never Right, but it's the weather app. You know, it said that Monday was going to be the hottest and then it said Tuesday. Now it's saying Wednesday and Thursday. So it's really just a best guess. However, they are saying by Saturday it'll be cooler. I don't believe it. 70% chance of rain. Yeah, right, whatever. In fact, what I'm doing is taking a screenshot of this every day. And then doing a comparison working backwards. And you know what? Lying through their teeth. But it's great fun to look back on. It's just, I could do this. I could make a weather app and just guess. Open the window and take a picture. Yeah, so, not good. Weather, terrible. Freedom Day. I'm agreeing with Tracy. The very sentiment and the language, Tracy. It is, it's just idiotic. People are falling into kind of three categories. You've got people who are like, can't wait to get out. I'm not socially distancing. I'm not wearing a mask. It's me, 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 me. And we've had some of those over the TV. So Simon's quite right. Don't watch it because it makes you want to throw bricks at it. I do need a rubber brick to throw at the TV. Anyway, second group of people are the ones who are a little bit more sensible and they tend to be a bit older. And they're still wearing masks and they're saying, you know, I might not need to wear a mask, but I want to be sensible for other people. Those are the people I can work with. And then you've got the complete muppets that are going out all over the place. And yeah, honest to God, there's just... Oh, no, the third group of people is the people who are, what's the term they use? Not shielding, but clinically vulnerable.
Vulnerable, yeah.
And you know, they are being advised to shield, but it's as there was a lovely piece, it was a long piece, and it was quite sad, but the way it was worded was like that just encapsulated it. And it was a guy who said it's not Freedom Day for so many people. In fact, it's worse now because they can't go out in the safe knowledge. They are clinically vulnerable, but they can't go out because they can't enforce this social distancing and masks anymore. So they literally can't go out now. So it's not Freedom Day for them. It's even worse. And what made it so poignant was this guy had lost his wife 3 weeks ago and his mum 2 weeks before that to COVID. And they'd been careful, but they're still dead. So yeah, these people are annoying me. Everybody's annoying me, apart from you guys, obviously.
Anyway, I've got a tech comment.
Ooh, tech comment.
Yeah. rarity, isn't it?
It is. Go on.
I posted about the changes to the ribbon on my blog. And somebody's come back with a comment and said, another unimprovement. Don't they realise that some of us are not 27 anymore and like need more contrast in displays? It really makes it hard for some of us who have a number of programmes open at once. It's too easy to think we're clicking on the top bar of one programme to move around or exit and find out that we just sabotaged our efforts in another programme. This graying mentality also surprised me in an update to Firefox. Hard to see the tabs, had to go in and change to one of the other three colour options. Not pleased.
I did that, didn't I?
Yes.
Yes, that's why you've told everybody.
That's why I'm reading it.
I have Scrivener open.
And the other one, Chrome.
Oh, Chrome does me head in. No, I can't use
when
Chrome.
When they made squared tabs or rounded tabs.
There's nowhere to click. No, I had Scrivener open, and there's a feature in Scrivener 3 that not many people use. It's the merge tabs option. So if you've got three Scrivener files open, you can merge the tabs. So you've got one Scrivener window and then three individual files open. Now, I use that because I've got the mail generator and I've got other things that are open. So I'm sat there with that open and I'm discussing something with Mike. When the ITV opens, because it was going to record something. Now, the ITV window has a kind of program guide with it. And the annoying thing with this program guide is no matter what you do with it, when it opens up with a gap at the top. So it's not full screen, it's full width, but not full height. But it's close enough to full height for you to think that the top close button is this program guide. I must have done this about five times this week. Gone to click the red button at the top, which would close this window, to find out this window sits there quite happily with its little self, and I've closed Scrivener. Which would be bad enough. Then I've got to open Scrivener again. I've got to open up all of the files and I've got to merge the windows. But the thing is, I have Scrivener set to automatically back up when it's closed. So when I click the button, I have to wait a good minute while it backs up all three files, which are quite big, and then allows me to open it up again. So bad words were said, weren't there? Very bad words. So I've got to totally agree with that. I'm trying the cold towel trick, but it's still hot. Oh, it's evil. It's evil. You see, Kim appreciated Nina's video. Nina's video was spot on accurate, I'm telling you. Dee says, freedom is quite a generous and noble word to use to describe going out and getting drunk off your face during the plague. Yeah, wrong is a word I'd use as well. It's the wrong word to use. Oh, Simon's now going to test the veracity of the profanity filter. Where you go, Simon. I mean, I can't believe it led Tracy through with that one when he didn't like What's New Pussycat from Tom Jones. That's caused ructions more than once on by request, that one. Oh, dear. Oh, Anthony's never been to a nightclub, but you did once get invited. You didn't go, you were tired. Good job, as your idea of what a nightclub was like stuck in the 40s with Glenn Miller. Do you know, that would suit me quite nicely, that Anthony. I nearly went once. Needless to say, I think I was about 15 and a mother put her foot down. It was an alarm concert, but it wasn't the Hacienda, but it was somewhere like the Hacienda. So she rings up, right, trying to see if it's appropriate for like a 15-year-old. So she says, can you pre-book seats? The guy nearly fell over laughing and he said, we don't have seats, it's a nightclub. So the answer to that was, no, you're not going. Thank you, mother. That was the nearest I ever got. Never mind. Tracy is making the sacrifice of growing her hair so you can possibly have an updo next September. Oh, Tracy, that's a long, long time. What you could do, here's an alternative. Why don't you cut it and keep it? There was a girl I saw, was this a YouTube video? I think it was. Oh, no, it was on Facebook. You know these videos that cost you on Facebook? This girl wandered round her house. And, you know, and I was actually sitting there thinking as I'm watching it, who watches people do this? And then I thought, you're watching it. Only because I was incredulous. She wandered round her house and any time she lost any hair, naturally, you know, there's hair on the floor in the plug hole, she salvaged it and she stuck it on, if you can imagine, like lining up the hair, with the top edges attached to a piece of sellotape. just in case she ever needed it. So she was like basically making her own hair extensions. So there's an idea, Tracy. Cut it off, keep it in a bag, and make your own hair extensions. And then your hair would be literally just put the updo on, hold it on over the top. Oh, I hated growing it, I must admit. When it was at the scraggy stage, I hated it. But I was much happier. I'm happy with a fringe, that's the thing. I don't like it when it's too long at the sides and it's blowing all over the place. So I'm definitely going to need to have some kind of cut at some point. I'll deal with it. Now I've practiced on mics.
Yes.
Yeah, because it still looks okay, doesn't it?
Yes.
Might have to have a little bit of a trim.
He's fine.
I mean, you notice he doesn't want to let me near it. So when you do the next one then? Are we leaving it till Christmas?
Probably. No, needs to be before then. It was doing me head in.
I know it was. manage.
No, but if it got any shorter, then it'd been back to the night we had a row.
Oh, no, the scope before we get to that level. But you didn't have it cut, did you? From December 2019 to January 2021.
End of January, the week before Munich.
Yes, I know.
And I had to look my best for the cameras.
Yes, I know.
The worldwide audience.
Oh, yeah. Talk about nervy. First time you're doing a haircut, he's got a worldwide audience. Wasn't about 250,000 ended up watching
probably.
That. Probably. Oh, joy. Don't cut it wrong.
There were more watching that on the same television channel than were watching The Friendly yesterday.
Oh, yes. That ended badly.
Bad words were said.
Oh, yes. Mike actually pays to watch United play. That worked really well yesterday, didn't it?
Well, I'm paying it anyway. I'm paying the subscription to MUTV.
Yes, that's not the point. You are paying it for something.
Yeah, that's true.
So what happened yesterday?
What happened yesterday was at 1 o'clock, I logged in to watch the match. They were playing a friendly, and I just got a black screen. It said Derby County versus Man United. I tried on three devices. Might as well not have this.
Oh, yes, my dad used to do that.
And it came on. I checked Twitter, and everyone else was kicking off. And it came on 3 minutes before half-time. Oh, Simon, according to this L connection message, it usually means your network or internet connectivity is down, which evidently is not. Or it could be due to browser security policy relating to third-party iframes. So, yeah, we'll put the blame back on you.
Oh, poor D. 22, okay in one shady room, bedroom roasting. Yeah, we had the same problem in the bedroom because somebody forgot to open the window, didn't they, Mike? I thought if I came in and opened the window, it would disturb you. Not as much as roasting at, 29 degrees did, to be honest.
It makes anyway, no difference, to be honest.
He's been apprised. It would if there was a breeze.
Breeze?
Oh, Simon says he's almost Brian May at the moment. You might as well keep going until you get to a 70s Neil Young. That would work. You'd be back having that George Clooney look. Oh, well, definitely, Simon. Keep it going. Right, let's have a look at this picture that Simon's getting.
It's an error message.
No.
And I've looked it up and...
No, I'm not seeing that at all. Do a refresh. Ooh, well done, Renee. Renee's got one in. Yay!
Got one in what?
They're testing the profanity filter.
Oh, right.
They've been very inventive here. Oh. Kim says, you don't have to wear masks at all now unless the store asks you to do so. In which case, doubtless in the States, that'd kick it off. Over here, there are people who are quite generous with stores who have asked them to keep wearing masks. So Poundland were the first one. And once they took any heat that there was, all the others came into line. So there aren't many shops that wouldn't request that you wore masks, but obviously they can't legally enforce it. I do think they still retain the ability to throw you out, though. If you say no, you have no legal right to enter the store. They could just refuse you entry. But whether they would or not, I honestly don't know. Oh, dear. It's amazing what's on the naughty list and what isn't. Tony would have swapped the railway track for planes taking off early this morning. We've only got the main road to worry about, that's it. Turn on the fans. Oh, it'll come, it will. Oh, it's just evil. D, they're only doing it to surprise you and shock you, honestly. I bet Simon's got something to say about this and I can't wait to hear what it is. Did you see the story about Katie Hopkins?
Yeah, she got kicked out of Oz.
Katie Hopkins is, well, she's actually billing herself now as a commentator. On what? I'm not quite sure. But she's a complete arse. She rose to fame, or was it infamy, in The Apprentice. This was the one, wasn't it? Wasn't she in the one with Dewberry? Or was it later than that?
I can't remember.
It could even have been the first one, couldn't it?
She wasn't in the first one.
She walked out, didn't she?
Yeah.
She actually walked out on the show. But I think it was, what was happening was with the show, people were going on it to just big up their brand. And that was it. And for her, she walked out. She was big enough by then. She's a complete idiot. She just wanders around, upsetting everybody. But somebody added to her title of commentator that she's a right-wing commentator. Anyway, we know people. I told you about a couple who are friends of a friend, where they'd sold their house on the basis that they could go live in Australia with their children. I don't think they'd actually bought a house. I think they were moving in with the family and then buying a property in Australia. But they have sold their house here because the rules were the rules and they were off. And in between selling the house and attempting to get on the plane, the rules changed and they're not allowed in till next year. So they haven't got anywhere to live. So they've had to rent somewhere, which is just ridiculous. Because they'd be moving in with family and they could isolate there. But she is allowed into Australia to take part in Australian Big Brother. So people in Australia are pretty peeved to start with that they've allowed her in the country. She then tweets out that she thinks that quarantine is the biggest con ever. And that when they come to her room with food, she's going to answer the door with no mask, totally naked. It didn't go down well, and fair play to Australia, they've kicked her out. Unfortunately, that means she's come back here. We can't kick her out, can we? Is there nowhere we can send her? No, because we sent her to Australia and she came back. Oh, darn it. She is such a gobby woman, she drives me mad. But fancy doing stuff like that. People are dying. I know there are conspiracy theorists who think this isn't a thing, but people are dead. So can we just accept it probably is a thing? So they kicked her out. So I was really delirious, actually, that she'd finally got slung out. She didn't even make it into the house, much less was like the first evicted. But she's certainly been kicked out of the country. But unfortunately, like I say, that means she's back here. Or she will be soon. Kim used to go clubbing almost every Thursday in school. Oh, no. That didn't happen here. It was books at dawn till midnight. And that was it. Never went to a club. Simon's uncle used to pick up several different girls every night in nightclubs. He was a taxi driver.
The old ones are the best, Simon.
Collecting hair is weird, but not this weird, be warned. Oh, no.
You can tell off the title, not the one to read.
Oh, don't go there. No.
Oh, you've got an ad blocker.
I have, unfortunately, yes. But I can see a dimmed out version of the dress. Oh, no. D, that's the worst ever. let Mike do the cutting for a change. Renee, no. No, I've seen him do other crafty things, and no, no. Oh, you could try this if you've got a cat. Crafting with cat hair. Oh, that's actually a cool idea, isn't it? Look at the cat with the cat toy. Oh, my God. That's actually not a bad idea. Oh, I'm loving it. Oh. Commentator. Yeah, I know. What can you say? Oh, Simon thinks we should make her stateless. I think it is Shamina Begum, isn't it?
Think it is.
The thing was, I mean, would you say what she did was worse? It's a tough call, isn't it? Because she kind of watched people be beheaded and like, yeah, whatever, but didn't actually do the beheading. Now, in Katie Hopkins' case, she's actually doing the talking. And maybe if somebody could just permanently silence her, that would be good. I don't mean kill her. I just mean permanently silence her. If you could, you know, like these... In sci-fi programs years ago, you'd have like a device and it could be tuned where if you turned it on and a particular person spoke, you didn't hear what they had to say. That is what we need. One of those. Oh, fantastic. All right. That's what you do to people who go abroad, mouth off, and it doesn't matter, and bring them back into disrepute. I know, I really don't want her back, and I can't see why she's never been done for incitement. Oh, she's disgusting and vile. I mean, you can have an opinion without being that vile. I mean, this is the woman. She actually said on national TV, and I blame the programmes for giving her a platform, to be honest, but it was, I think it was this morning. I didn't see it. I only heard about it later, obviously. And she'd particularly got the knife in for what people had called their children. So her children, bearing in mind, I think the husband she's got was somebody else's before she nicked him. She's got, I think it's two or three children, and she won't let her children play with other children based on the names of the other children. Now, I know you're thinking Abdul and Mohammed. No, no. Tyler. Tyler was one that she had the knife in for. Anybody called Tyler, the parents want shooting, was the gist of it. And I thought, what's wrong with Tyler? I mean, would I call a kid Tyler? Probably not. But there's nothing wrong with it. It's a name. It's a name like any other name. I mean, I've heard worse. Fifi Trixabel. Peaches. You know, I have heard other names that are weirder than Tyler. But she particularly had the knife out. I'm not letting my child play with someone called Tyler. Can I just point out that she called one of her kids India? Which, again, nothing wrong with it, but it's not that common.
I know someone called India.
I think it's an unusual name, isn't it?
Yeah.
But she had the knife out for other people's names. Whereas her own children, they weren't exactly... If she'd called her children, you know, Elizabeth, Victoria, Charlotte, predictable English names that you could call royalty, fair enough. But her kids didn't have names like that. So how would she feel and how would her children feel if somebody else said, I'm not letting my child play with your child because she's called India? There are some people that shouldn't be allowed to breed, and she's one of them. She's horrible. She's absolutely vile. Don't give Mike any sharp scissors for crafting. No, he's not allowed sharp tools, Alex. Definitely not. you're right, Simon. She did at least have the excuse she was young. The thing with her is, when she's interviewed and she's wearing the same garb, which admittedly, given where she actually is, she's got no choice. The optics aren't right. The optics aren't right. I think... they would have dealt with Katie Hopkins if she had had darker skin and darker hair. But she's blonde and very, very white. So that gives her far more scope to mouth off than anybody else. But the time has come. She really does need to be reined in. Anybody who would say to a child, you're not playing with another child because of its name, there's something wrong with her. There really is. It's a wonder she didn't call one of hers Adolf. As far as I know, she didn't, but, you know, you never know. Kate Hopkins should know better. Well, you'd think so, wouldn't you? But sadly not. I did wonder at the beginning if she was just doing it for, like, notoriety. But once she'd got her name and she'd got a radio show and she'd got a newspaper column, I can't see why you'd carry on doing it, and she did. So maybe that really is just what she thinks. Simon thinks that the TV programmes want her in to create a total stink and get traffic. It suits them and her if she's disgusting. It does, and that's why they've taken her on. But I think it's going to get to a point where the viewers need to make the point and say, I'm not watching your programme anymore if you have her on. Because it is getting to that point. She's just disgusting. And the more exposure she gets for it, the next thing she says has to be worse than the last one, and it just goes on and on and on. I mean, the worst thing of her opening a door without a mask while she's in quarantine wasn't even that, it was the prospect of her doing it naked. I mean, really? Oh no, there are things that we just shouldn't see or have to imagine, and that's one of them. Anthony used to have a feature on the forum that he managed. You could ignore someone who was annoying. They would see their own post, but no one else would. Genius. Oh, I'm loving that. That sounds like Wagatha Gate, doesn't it? Wagatha Christie. Mm. Isn't that exactly what Colleen did? She must be better at social than I am. Colleen Rooney being married to Wayne Rooney and was finding that a lot of private stuff was being leaked to the papers. So instead of, like, saying somebody's leaking it to the papers, she one by one blocked people from seeing her posts on Instagram until there was only one person left seeing them. And that was Rebecca Vardy, who's married to Jamie Vardy, who was another England player. And once she'd gathered enough evidence, she then writes this thing about the fact that Rebecca Vardy is selling her stories to the Sun. Rebecca Vardy says categorically she didn't. And the thing was, I think she was about 6-7 months pregnant. And then she had stress while she was having the baby, and everybody took against her. And people were nasty to her on Twitter. And I'm sitting there thinking, did these ladies know that social's not real? It's not actually real life. Because you do begin to wonder. But that's got to the stage where I think it's Rebecca Vardy suing Colleen for defamation. And there's nothing like a good old defamation case in the UK. Because whereas you can rape and pillage and get, like, you know, 6 weeks inside. Oh, defamation. If you can get your defamation case into the UK, you can win millions. So that's what Rebecca Vardy's after. Let's see how that goes. At the minute, she got part of Colleen's defence struck out. I think that's where they're at. But yes, it's called Wagatha Christie Gate. Couldn't make it up, but yet it's true. And all of that happened in the middle of lockdown as well. You do wonder, don't you, about this global plague? That people are thinking, oh, yeah, there's a global pandemic, but let's not worry about it. Can't live with people. Still can't shoot them. I keep checking, but no, you still can't shoot them. Tyler Bathroom. I have no idea. I'm thinking, do I know anybody called Tyler? There must be some famous actors or something, surely. Oh, yes, Zoe Bowie. Was that his real name or was that just a nickname?
What was his real name?
Was it? Well, was it the other one that wasn't? Roland Bolan?
Don't know.
I don't think Roland Bolan was necessarily called Roland. Dee saw that and it was funny. She was like, I hate naming your kids after places. And the host was like, but your kid's called India. That's what I'm saying. Oh, she must have had a pop then at Brooklyn Beckham. But Brooklyn's a name, isn't it? I hadn't heard it before Brooklyn Beckham, I'll grant you. But it is a name in the States.
I taught somebody the other day.
Yeah.
Brooklyn.
And, you know, Brooke is a name over here, with an E for a lady, without for a guy. Although I don't think you hear many guys called Brooke, do you? Not that many.
No.
Probably because, although if somebody did that over here, if they call their kid Brooke, I guarantee you their surname would be Bond and they'd be thinking it was funny. Which reminds me of Russ Abbott's Madhouse. It was Brooke Bond, wasn't it?
I think so.
It was like a funny sketch show. And instead of, they would do like a James Bond sketch, but instead of it being called James Bond, it was Brooke Bond. And Brooke Bond is a tea manufacturer in this country, like PG Tips. And didn't he do another one? Brooke Bond was one. What was the other one? There was Blunder Woman. Oh, she was just fantastic. Bella Emberg, loved her. It was one at Holmes, a Sherlock Holmes one. And what did he call that? What was that company in the 70s, Mike, that did a lot of Holmes? And it was called something Holmes.
Barrett.
Barrett Holmes. Yeah. So Barrett Holmes was a company that built Holmes. And he did a sketch of it where it was Sherlock Holmes, only he called it Barrett Holmes. It was funnier than it sounded at the time, but it probably isn't funny in the slightest now. He became a serious actor, actually, didn't he? And he was very good at it. As did Matthew, what's his name? From Stars in Your Eyes.
Kelly.
Matthew Kelly. He was always like a comedian come host. And then he got this part in a series and he was playing like a serial killer. He was fantastic. He was terrifying to look at him. He was brilliant. I didn't even get to see this series straight away, but it came on repeat and I watched the whole lot. So I watched like three series back to back. He was terrifying. He was worse than Hannibal Lecter. And when you think you'd only ever seen him do comedy stuff, it was amazing. Kim doesn't understand why I all pay attention to these nutty people. You just stay away from the TV. Matt Bites content is so much better. The thing here is, Kim, you can't avoid it. Even if you don't watch that on the TV, and I don't, I had no idea. It turned out she had a regular slot on this show. I had no idea. But it kicks off. Instead of ignoring these people, which would make them go away, it's all over the place. It's Twitter, it's the front of the newspapers, it's Insta, it's Facebook. You cannot avoid it. It's any radio station. someone somewhere will mention this thing and you'll be like, oh, not again. And that's what they do. But I agree with you. Just ignore it. Ignore it and go and watch something else. Entire countries are called India. Nothing weird about that. There's nothing weird. I mean, I have heard of other kids being called India. Wasn't there a in Gone with the Wind, which was years ago? Wasn't one of Scarlett's sisters called India? So it is a name, but in this country, it's quite unusual. It's an unusual name. And if you have a child with an unusual name, don't criticise anybody else's choice of name. I mean, there's this thing, and luckily I don't see it, because it sounds like the mother care equivalent of the Wild West, as far as I'm concerned. But there's a site called Mumsnet. And I thought it was women supporting each other having children and, you know, a growing family. Apparently not. It's the Wild West for hormonal women. It's bad news. I don't see the site, but what I do see is all of a sudden a story will pop up and it'll be like, I'm going to divorce my husband because he doesn't want to name my child the way I do. And you're like, pardon? And this particular one, and I've seen the exactly the same story with different names involved. It makes you wonder whether it's true or not. But this particular one, I thought, well, how bad could it be? You know, how bad's the name? And it turned out that the firstborn boy, it was a tradition in this family that it had this particular name as a first Christian name. And her father had this name, his father had that name, and so forth. It was a thing. So before she got pregnant, in fact, I think before they got married, she explained to the guy she was marrying that it was very, very important that this name carry on. And he was like, no, okay then. Now, whether he knew what the name was, I don't know. But now she's pregnant and it's a boy. In her mind, it's decided what this child is going to be called. And at this point, the husband then decides that's not a good idea. And they are at screaming pitch with each other. The families are at screaming pitch with each other. I'm thinking, God's sake, if the child's healthy, what's the problem? So, of course, you're reading this and you're still waiting to find out what the name was. And the name was Gaylord. And it reminded me of Meet the Parents, because he's called Gaylord, isn't he? Would you call a child that today? I probably wouldn't, no. No, I wouldn't. I'd stick with a traditional name, like James or something. But without exception, the people who were saying don't do it were saying don't do it because the child will be bullied. And I'm thinking, isn't that kind of accepting that anybody who has anything about them that's slightly different will be bullied? Why don't we address the bullying? I think it's such a shame that the first thing you say is they'll be bullied, as though that kind of accepts bullying. In a way, I watched a programme last night. It was about St Andrews. I would say Kim would have loved it, but she wouldn't. She'd have been as seething as me. It was called Disclosure, which is a BBC news programme. And last year, they went up to the universities in Scotland, not just St Andrews, but they went up to the universities and there was a Me Too movement thing going on. And I can't fathom it myself. This makes no sense to me, but this is what's happening. Girls and boys, not separated at university anymore. One point they were, they're not anymore. And there's complaints of sexual harassment at the low level, going right up to rape at the top level. And these women have reported it to the university and nothing's happening. And I'm thinking, why are you reporting it to university? That's like going into Tesco's and being sexually abused and telling Tesco's about it. Don't you just go to the police? Why would you be telling Tesco's about it? What do you expect Tesco's to do? But these girls probably want this investigated and then the perpetrator expelled. And that's not happening at all. So I was watching this thing and they interviewed about five women. And one of them pointed out, and then everybody else said, oh, yeah, I got that too, that during induction week, this St Andrews has this thing called the Meadow, which is between the college and the residence blocks. And all of the girls were told not to walk across the meadow after dark. And this girl sat there and said, how about instead of warning us what we can and can't do and what we can and can't wear, that you say don't rape people? How about that? I thought, yeah, that's not going to happen, is it? But that was what was going on. So they revisited this year to find out there's another 300 cases. 300. There's only 2,000 students at the university. Good grief. It's just horrific. Horrific. Oh, Anthony says... there you go. He changed his name from Zoe Bowie to Duncan Jones. Well, how would you go that way? Right. Anthony says, I always think of Matthew Kelly as having a broken leg. Because when he first came on Game for a Laugh, he really broke. And he's like, do you know, I remember that. I do remember Game for a Laugh.
Yeah, I was just looking it up.
There was another one called Kelly, wasn't it?
Henry Kelly, Matthew Kelly, Jeremy Beadle, who's dead.
And there was a girl, wasn't there?
Sarah Kennedy.
That was actually really funny. I did enjoy that. Mm. Yeah, I do remember him with a broken leg. But I think I remember him most from Stars in Their Eyes. And probably the best one on Stars in Their Eyes was that the son of that friend of yours. Oh, what was he called? The one in Corrie.
Yeah, Sue and David. Fleischman.
David, was it not David? What's his name? The kid.
Baby Fleischman.
Baby Fleischman, we used to call him. Because he was born, wasn't he, just after we met?
Oh, God.
So he was always Baby Fleischman. But he was in Coronation Street.
Baby Fleischman.
I don't think you'll find him.
Richard. There you go. There you go. I've Googled Baby Fleischman and it comes up. Richard Fleischman.
Well, the thing was, both his parents were actors. And she was in Coronation Street, wasn't she?
Corrie Brookie. Yeah.
She was actually pregnant with him when she was in Coronation Street. And he went on the Stars in Their Eyes and he was, the one that had won, what was he called? The one that had won, was it The X Factor? Will Young?
Cool, I don't know.
He did Evergreen anyway.
Yeah.
He was fantastic. He really was. And I think off the back of that, he then got the job on Coronation Street. So it went full circle. And he was on Coronation Street for quite a while. He's now working in musical theatre. Let's have a look. Simon likes it, thinks NG is a beautiful name. I've got no problem with the name, but then I haven't got a problem with the name Tyler either. Whatever. Whatever you want to call a child, just be done with it. I would never make a child feel bad about their name or whatever. There was another thing about names, which was people who have names that are less common that teachers look at and they don't know how to pronounce. Teachers were saying, oh, well, I'm just going to call you Emma then. You can't change a child's name because you can't say it. Learn to say it. What is wrong with these people? For some people, that the name is like a history. It's something of their culture. And for this particular girl, it was. And I can't remember what the name was. And obviously it wasn't common. But once you'd got your head round how to say it, you were fine. So one of the girls in my class, and every teacher struggled with it. But that's because it was written down. It's like Irish names. How they're written down, not how they sound. But this girl was called Ailsa. And written down, I didn't have a problem with it either. But every year when we got new teachers, they'd come in and they go through the register and they get to that and struggle and make a right mess of it. And you're thinking, look, you've got a maximum of 30 kids here. And out of the 30 kids, about 27 of them have got names like Jane. So you're fine. Right? You're not going to make a mistake with Jane, Helen, Paula. We had a Susan and a Julie. All right, you're not going to make mistakes with that. So at most, you've got three names to master. And you can't manage that. And yet you're trying to tell us that we need to learn 10 subjects in a year. I don't think so. You're making yourself look a pillock. Oh, dear. Oh, Simon likes it because it just sounds nice. I don't know what the child's surname would be. I mean, I don't think it's India Hopkins. But yeah, nothing wrong with India. Wasn't one of Diana's bridesmaids called India? India Hicks. And she's about 40-odd now, which is frightening. But I remember that was the first time I heard the name and I thought, oh, I've never heard a child called India. But nothing wrong with it. Nothing at all. D says, what's funny is if someone makes a silly joke or slightly ignorant comment, they get shut down and cancelled. But if someone goes all out and says the most blatant horrible things, they never disappear. That's very true, D. I wish she would just disappear. You're right. I mean, I also read this thing and I was fascinated with this because I thought, how bad would it be to get it blocked? It was somebody who had put something up on Twitter. And it was a tweet about the football. Remember the Super League that was there for all of 2 seconds? Mm. This girl had put this tweet up about the football. And I'm wondering if it's in under tech, because usually they leave it there for a couple of days. It was something like, you know, why was my tweet blocked? This girl put this tweet up and straight away she got 12-hour block. And she didn't know why, so she appealed. And it came back, no, you know, you're still blocked. And she then put the tweet on the BBC so you could see what it said. There was nothing in it. There was no bad language. There was nothing. Right, the tweet she put up said, so it says, I turned to Twitter to express my outrage at the proposals for a new football European Super League. So imagine my surprise when I was hit with a 12-hour ban for hateful conduct. And she said, all I did was post the following tweet. And it says, I'm just trying to work out how fantasy footy will work without the big six. Does that mean that Lingard will be the most expensive player? Also, if this European Super League goes ahead, Arsenal can take my 25 years of support and shove it. And that got hateful conduct. There, nothing in that. I've said worse myself. But she got banned for 12 hours. That has a strike on her account. She did eventually, but only through the BBC. The BBC went and wanted Twitter to comment on it. Anyway, in the end, they removed it from her account. Not the tweet, the like strike against her account. But I would look at that and think, I don't know what I'm not allowed to say in that. Because I don't see anything wrong with that tweet. But you're right, we definitely need to get rid of them. Let's have a look. This is jumping all over. My chat's jumping. Right. Kim says go to police for sure. Well, so would I. I mean, what they're piddling with them for, I don't know. Because it wouldn't come to an expulsion hearing if they were in jail, which is where they should be. Kim says, here they are expelling the guys and later finding out they did nothing wrong, ruined by the reputation and loss of education. Well, there's that to it. But the thing with this programme was the way that the hearings work in university. Person A, which in this case is usually the girl, is making a complaint against person B. So there's a hearing at which person B, it's not a trial, it's a hearing, right? A university hearing. But person B, the one that's accused, gets to see the statement from person A and then defend themselves. Person A is not allowed to go to the hearing nor hear the defence of person B. So that to me is ludicrous. That's not a fair system, full stop. Imagine we had that in the criminal law. There'd be an outcry. So I just think going to the university, not the wisest thing. Go straight to the police and be done with it. And at least that way there'd be a proper investigation and both sides would be heard. You know, and if guys don't want... this is quite interesting. The women are told, don't walk across the meadow at night, don't go out after dark, don't get out too early, always travel in pairs. No one's saying to the guys, and you're saying that the threat for the guys would be, if somebody made a complaint, be it true or false, they'd lose their education. Well, how about not sleeping with women on a first date? How about not raping people? How about not being threatening? And there were these placards that were up there, and one said, the boys are worried that girls will laugh at them, and the girls are worried that boys will kill them. And I thought, that is so sad. Accurate, but sad. So, you know, even if somebody came up to you and it was quite dark at night, your first thought would be run, hide, panic. But the guy's first thought isn't that. I actually wondered, could you possibly enforce, this would solve the problem, a celibate campus? Let's have that. How about that? Let's think of it as a nunnery for 3 years and see how we get on. Would solve a problem, that. Oh, talking of which, did anybody hear the story about the beds at the Olympics? Did you hear this one?
No.
I couldn't quite believe it myself, but and then I thought, is that a thing? But this one's a classic. The beds at the Olympics are made out of cardboard. They're cardboard beds. And I thought, why? You know, why? To stop rumpy pumpy. So the beds would collapse. I'm like, what? So somebody on the BBC, I think, went to one of these not hostel thing, but the accommodation blocks, and did a video on TikTok of jumping up and down on the bed to prove the fact that, no, they're fine. So, you know, if you do want to exercise your constitution, as it were, you'd be fine. You can jump up and down on these beds despite the fact they're cardboard. No words. No words. Oh, Alex, that's a classic. Older people couldn't get that I was female and male named Alex and always struggled and usually called me Alice after repeating Alex multiple times, which was fine. Oh, good grief. Now look at you lot. Simon, wait, Alex is a girl. D, I always assumed you were male. Oh, that's a classic. Oh, good grief. Oh, everybody calls D, D. So that's fine. It could be worse, Alex, trust me. Just imagine, I'm going to have to whisper this, you were called Alexa. I know people called Alexa. And they have idiots from radio stations ringing them and asking, you know, doing it a kind of, A lady, will you do X? They must get sick of it. And I said to Mike, you know, if I'd been called the A lady name, I'd just drop the A and say, call me Alex and be done. Couldn't cope with it. I couldn't live with it. Oh, that's genius. Oh, poor Simon. Oh, right. You're all right now, Simon. Now you're fine now. Crying out loud. I get you, Kim. I remember when I first met Mike and we were walking back to the car after a football match. And he said, why do you keep looking over your shoulder? And I thought, oh, God, I'm doing that thing even though I'm with somebody. And it was because I'd take 10 steps and look behind me. Then I'd take another 10 and look behind me. And it's automatic. It's automatic. You just do it. It actually took Mike to point out to me that I was doing it. And another thing that I did, they always tell you, don't they, to not walk on the pavement or the sidewalk. If it's really wide, don't walk near the cars. You know, walk in the middle of it or towards the wall side of it. Walking from Old Trafford, it's full of bushes that are overhanging. So I used to walk on the paving stones right at the edge, the coping stones, right close to the traffic, because it was safer. At least there was lights. You do, and it's just automatic. And you, a guy wouldn't get that unless they'd experienced it with another woman. And then it'd be like, oh, that's what they do. You do. You do, you can't help it. So I would look over my left shoulder and then take 10 steps right shoulder, 10 steps left shoulder. And you just walk like that. Must look like some permanent disability. Oh, yes, cardboard beds at the Olympics. It beggared belief. But they've got condoms in bowls all over the Olympic Village. Well, I presume they're for blowing up and you know, filling with water and playing with. I don't presume they're for using, obviously, because I don't have a mind like that. Maybe some beds have got better springs than others. You couldn't make this stuff up. You couldn't. Oh, Dee thought Renee was a girl for ages. That is so funny, because so did somebody else. And then privately DM'd me and said, OMG, it's a boy. Like, it's fine. Don't worry. Oh, do you think we need to do the pronoun thing in brackets? Would that make everybody more comfortable? Put me down for don't care in brackets, don't care. Oh, I'm loving this. Oh, Alex gets loads of wrong phone calls with A thinking you'll change it to Xena. Mm. Keys always in hand. That's another thing, Kim. Yep, I always walk with my keys in my hand, with my car key, which was about 3 inches long, sticking out between my primary two fingers, just in case. Just in case. And to add insult to injury, I don't know if anybody else had this, was my dad, who would drive me insane. Now, I know he's a father of a girl and he only had one child and he wouldn't want to lose her. I totally get that. But, Dad...
Is this the...
Yes, it is, Mike. Yes, it is, Mike. Yes, it is. So I do get it from one perspective, but from another perspective, it's like, really, Dad? You want me to change how I live my life? But I think it was because he was too frightened, not particularly to lose you, but he would feel that people would look at him wrong, that he didn't look after you right. So what he used to say was, you'd go somewhere. Now, do bear in mind, I was travelling about 1,000 miles a week to and from London on my own without a mobile phone. And Mum said, can you take me to Sainsbury's? So I said, yeah, of course I can. And he stopped me before we went and he said, don't park next to any vans. I said, pardon? I mean, you were lucky if you could get a car parking space in Sainsbury's, weren't you?
True.
I mean, if you were parked on somebody's roof, you'd be doing well. I said, pardon? He said, don't park next to any vans, especially ones with side opening doors. And I just looked at him and I thought, he's finally lost his bloody marbles. So I said, what are you talking about, Dad? And he said, they'll open your door and they'll grab you and you'll be gone before you know it. Fancy teaching a young girl that. I think I was, when did he pass my test? 17.
My auntie used to say that, they chloroform you.
Oh, good grief, he never got that far. I think I was 18 or 19, and that was his answer. His answer wasn't, you know, to call out boys for bad behaviour. His answer was to make sure I didn't park next to a van. Well, one particular day, I'm taking Mum out, and we're going through the car park, and there's this van. And the only space is next to this van, and guess what? It was a white van with a side opening door. Well, I just burst out laughing. So I told her at that point, she went mental. She, in her mind, it was like he was teaching you to be timid. So she said, well, there's no other spaces. I said, well, fine, I'll park next to the van. I don't care. So she said, if that door opens, just let rip. And I thought, that's better advice. It's better advice than don't go anywhere near a van, isn't it? She said, I trust you implicitly hit him with something. So she looked around the car and she said, come on, you've got this ghetto blaster. This was like late 80s. This thing weighed about 5 stone. And she said, and don't forget in the glove compartment, there's a fire extinguisher. So she said, you'll be fine. And off she went. I'd much rather with her, with that attitude, that you can cope than teaching you to be a victim, which was my dad all over. Absolutely my dad all over. Oh, he was an idiot. Oh, Dr. B has just announced he's been offered a post in Leicester. And is he interested in taking this post? Oh, no, we'd be further from you. Oh, no. It's moving again. It's moving again. Renee was in Corrie as well in the corner shop. Good grief. If you mean Renee from Hello, Hello, I remember that. I've seen that in black and white, I think. I did have an aunt, and we pronounced it Renee because it was R-E-N-E-E. There was two E's, but it was pronounced Renee, not Renee. But yes, that is a thing over here. Oh, Anthony, that's a good one. Saw an article where a woman called Siri was writing into Tim Cook, asked for a free laptop as compensation for using her name. I'm presuming she didn't get one. Tim Cook, well, just don't go there. I think he did, Simon. I think he did. And I just wished he'd have... I mean, obviously, if they're going to chloroform you like your auntie was talking about, there's not much you could do. But my mum was just so blasé with it, with like, I don't fancy any guy's chances who tries to abduct you, and walked into Sainsbury's. I'd rather have had that attitude, put it like that. Kim knew someone who was carjacked and it messed her up physically and psychologically. Well, I know it would. What got me was, there were things that I did that I considered to be more dangerous than parking in Sainsbury's. So I'm driving down to London. I could just about back then get to the outskirts of London without filling up. But it was safer to fill up, because that meant you'd have to fill up somewhere in London. So I would fill up on the service stations on the way. And without exception, the service stations, as far as I was concerned, were the duff stuff. There were people that would approach you trying to give you stuff or talk to you or beg for money or look for food. You really did have to have your wits about you there. And the thing that he decided was the most dangerous thing I did wasn't the 1,000 miles a week to London. No, it was taking Mum to Sainsbury's, 2 minutes from home, in broad daylight, in a car park full of CCTV and lights. And he even had it narrowed down to a van. And I'm thinking to myself, how would that happen? Because if I'm sat in my car, the doors are locked all the time. Mum had to knock to get back in because the doors are locked. I don't think he even thought about like the practical things, my dad. He didn't say, keep your doors locked. It wasn't like logical stuff like that. He'd got this whole hideous scenario in his head. That must be what happens to guys who have daughters. It must be a huge fear. And I get that. But, you know, don't lay it on the daughters. Try and deal with it and give the daughters confidence to deal with it. Because a lot of these girls that were on this programme were like, well, I didn't know I'd been raped. I thought, you are. I thought that was going to take some explaining to me. But it turned out it was like coercive control. And it was only later than when they get to like a rape crisis centre that they talk through it and realise that, no, they didn't actually consent. And I thought, well, maybe if we taught girls their value and that don't get into situations of coercive control, understand what coercive control is and know about it before you get that far, maybe that would help. You know, because that's where these girls are at now. And they've created a support group that are helping other girls. So as soon as new girls come to the university, they're giving them advice and sharing their experiences, which I guess is the only thing they can do to help. But I just thought with my dad, it was like, it kind of put the burden on you. So if something happened to you, he could say, well, I told you that, Adam. And that was my dad all over, wasn't it? Mm. Oh, that was one of his favourite sayings. Happens when women go out. That's another good one. That is another good one. No, Simon, no. Not just let rip. Not in that way. No. She just meant give it everything you'd got. Not as you were thinking. Phantom Raspberry Blower, you were thinking. Practically a done deal. Oh, wow, Tracy. Big, big news. Very pleased for him in neonatal emergency transport attached to the University Hospital. I think the hospital at Leicester's got a really good name. Isn't it like the Queen's Centre at Nottingham? It's like one of the big centres. Oh, that's fantastic. As long as you're happy. And hopefully, eventually, you'll be able to come and visit. Mind you, we're all right now, aren't we? Freedom Day. So technically, you can just wander in and out, as far as I know. But it'll only be for 5 minutes, be warned. We've had many Freedom Days, and usually they last less than 3 weeks. I'm expecting some kind of local restrictions within 10 days, but we'll see how that goes. Renee is pretty sure he's a male. Well, Renee, we've only got to say vegetables, and we're all pretty sure that you're male. Oh, Simon's got at least one right. Awesome. That's the point, Renee Zellweger. Yeah, and they don't call her Renee, do they? I think that must have been a family thing. It must have been a Lancashire thing, that. I could never remember where the acute went on her name, though, so I don't think I bothered with either. Typical of me. Worst thing about going to London is the people who would harass you at the roundabouts to buy flowers or clean your car. You kept the windows up and the doors locked. It was. And the other thing, you're right, I didn't get the flowers, but the cleaning of your windows used to drive me mad because you had to open the window to tell them not to. So what I would do if I saw them approaching, I'd put my windscreen washer on and have the thing, the wipers moving. In other words, don't touch it. Don't touch it. But, you know, that would happen. It was like being hijacked at the lights, wasn't it? Awful, awful stuff. Simon says, I suspect girls who've been the victims of an extremely overbearing father to be at a higher risk of coercive control. Exactly. That's the problem with it. You need to empower a daughter, not make her scared of her own shadow and that everything that you say goes. But my dad was one of those, everything that you say goes. But what was so funny was he was deadly serious with that. And the second he turned his back, Mum would be behind him shaking her head going, ignore him. The thing was, you know, once it had been said, it was annoying. It really was annoying. And I used to think, you know, would you say those things if I was a boy? And the answer's no. Having said that, your mother used to tell you what you could and couldn't do. Mm. You were a boy. So maybe it's just a child thing. I don't know. Kim recommends we all go to self-defence. Oh, do you know, I very nearly did that, Kim. Not self-defence. It was taekwondo. And I got ready for the first one. I think I was... Oh, no, when was it? 12. I think I was 12 or 13. And it was on this Thursday night and my granddad died and I couldn't go. So once I'd missed the first one, it was like, no, if you've not done the first one, you can't come to the other 15. So I didn't get to go. But I was going to do that. I think after that, I kind of learnt to use my fists. So I won't say I'm like an expert taekwondo. No, no. But I could pretty much deck you if necessary. So let's just leave it at that. But I would have loved to have done that. I really would. Why are we still doing maroon now that COVID's defeated entirely over and forever? D, we looked at the statistics. That's what we did. That's what we did. Oh, dear, dear me. Oh, Renee is French for reborn. That's beautiful. I did not know that. You need to teach your son, not your daughter. I do wish people did teach their sons. Because I get it that if you think about the internet these days, the portrayal of women is not good. And I can imagine boys see things like that and think anything goes. So I do think it's the boys that need reining in a bit. Having said that, you know, you see pictures of girls and they've got very little clothes on. You can't have it both ways. Just the way it is. Tony's three girls. Not taking to judo every week, but it was enough for your eldest. Oh, wasn't enough for your eldest. Right, I'm with you. Wasn't enough for your eldest. Good night, Simon. We'll be heading off shortly ourselves. Okay, I'm all caught up. I am all caught up. I wonder if judo, taekwondo and stuff like that, Tony, is like so... It's about controlling you, isn't it? I wonder if it's aggressive enough. I wonder if self-defence is... Easier to call upon in an emergency than something like judo where they're teaching you self-restraint as well. A little bit like, was it Karate Kid? There was kind of a psychology to it as well, and you never do any harm and there's all the bowing and stuff going on. I wonder if self-defence is slightly different. I honestly don't know. Let's leave it at rebirth then, which is a beautiful thought, isn't it? And of course, we are now all reborn and we are totally free. And today is Freedom Day. So don't forget that. We're all free to do anything we like. Unless you live in a more progressive country where you are fully cognizant of the fact that this isn't over yet. In which case, I applaud you. And if you would like to take Boris off our hands, he's available at the bargain rate of absolutely nothing. And I'm prepared to pack for him as well. So as soon as he's out of self-isolation, if anybody wants to borrow him, feel free. Just let me know. Ooh, Kim threw a guy over her shoulder after he grabbed you around the neck. Well done, girl. Well done, girl. What makes guys think that they can touch you? Don't do that. Don't touch someone. Way. Well done. Well done. Right. Well, we're heading off. It's Monday, isn't it? I've already lost track of the days because it's so hot. But I'm going to put the fan on. Oh, I am. I don't know if it'll make much difference. I'll put it on now and then we'll do the goodbye and then you can tell. Oh, little baby fan, come to mummy. Right, so for the moment, it's good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.